Senator?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Who is it?
Senator Smathers.
George, are you out on the golf course?
Huh?
You out on the golf course?
No, sir, I'm here at home. I was just out in my office and was en route. You want to go out and walk around the golf course?
No, I just wanted to visit with you on the phone, but they told me they thought you was there and I didn't want to interrupt you if you were.
Oh, no.
I didn't have anything important. I was just checking with you and you said the other day you wanted to visit a little bit, and I thought it might be a good time. We can do it Monday or do it Tuesday after the meeting, either one.
All right, well.
I was free a little bit there for a while, and I thought maybe you might say howdy. Listen, Frank Eichard was talking to me.
Yeah.
He says that they got three witnesses that caused Gore pokes at them all the time, criticizing they couldn't afford to run. But he says they, like a number of other people, don't give a damn about testifying and wish somebody up there just saying, now, anybody doesn't have to put your statement on the record. It's just as good in the record as if you made it orally, and so then they'd all include them, wouldn't take any time at all.
Right. Well, we Byrd has agreed a little bit to do that, and then he gave me a list of witnesses to write to ask him to do that. Well, Eichard wasn't on that list, but I can do that.
Ask him if he can do it, and then call Eichard and tell him. And
all right.
So he can say to his people that the chairman says it's just as good orally, just good in the record as it is orally, and he can save time and save expense and save everything.
Right.
Now, you're going to close the hearings on the 6th, is that right?
This was the original date. Now, Byrd, Ernst, and Elizabeth Springer, who sort of runs that thing in a tyrannical way, she said, well, because we had 2 days out, we're now going to have to run it to, instead of on the 6th, we'll have to go over and have 2 extra days. But this is where I'm sure we can get those witnesses to just submit their statements.
How long do they think it'll take you to mark it up? A week?
Oh, no, it'll take longer than that.
Hell, they tell me you marked up the one last year in a week, and it's a whole lot more complicated.
We can. There's no question about it. We could mark it up in a week, but to Gore, he talked to me about it the other day after, you're in, and he said, now what are you going to do about this tax bill? And he said, well, I said, we can't pass it until next year anyway, and he said, I'm against it, and so on. And I said, well, now, Albert, we ought to be able to finish marking it up, have it ready for floor action when we first come back in January. And he said, well, I don't believe you can do it. He said, I know Lyndon thinks that I'm don't like him and so on, but that's not the case. He doesn't like me. But he said, I'm against this bill, and I'm going to have to fight it. Now, 2 weeks before that, he told me that he was going to defeat this bill all by himself. I said, well, Albert, that's a lot of junk. I remember when you said you were going to defeat the Telstar bill, and you talked for 4 months, and you got 11 votes. And this is just a little stupid. But he's got himself in a bad position, see, but he's been down there, and it was easily understood to those Tennesseans to say that you ought to run the government like you run your farm. And if you got less money coming in, then you don't want to spend more than you got coming in. And all of them, this is what happened to him a year ago. So then he took that strong position, and now he can't seem to get off of it. And the Nashville Tennesseans giving him hell. And everybody's giving him hell, but it just has made him more stubborn about it than he ever was before. So I don't know what he's going to do. Now, Herman Talmadge, of course, is for a bill, but if the civil rights thing stands in his way. And he voted with us on the debt ceiling when it was 9-8, and he voted with us several crucial times. Long was down in politics and down in Fergillis, down in Louisiana, and so I just had to vote Long twice without knowing exactly how he was going to vote, but just assumed that he would vote for the ceiling, which he did, of course, later. But The whole thing is a 9-to-8 deal all the time. Now, Herman, I think, would vote with us to mark the bill up and get it ready. And the only thing that's bothered him is civil rights, and I don't think that's really bothered him too much either. He's, of course, going to be against it. But the Southerners, you've had a chance to talk with Dick. I don't believe myself that the Southerners' position improved, and I don't think your position has improved any by delaying the debate on the civil rights. I don't think you can pass it, of course. Now it's too late. But Strom Thurmond and Dick sort of agreed with him from time to time. I think maybe more like a labor union leader agrees with one of his lieutenants just to keep him pacified, that the more time that transpired between this talk about needing a civil rights bill and the day that the civil rights bill was actually voted on, the stronger position the Southerners would be in. Because they think there's a white reaction to the civil rights legislation up north, and I'm sure there is. On the other hand, now that you're the president, I should think that they would agree that the sooner we can get a civil rights bill over with, get that part of it ended, now the way, the better off the South's going to be, and the better off the North's going to be, and the better off everybody's going to be. And they wouldn't hide behind the tax bill, hide behind a lot of other bills just on the pretense of being against them, when the real fact is they're against the civil rights bill. Now, Dick is the one, of course, as you know, who is the leader on that. But I noticed in these meetings that we have that he's, I say, like a labor union leader. He's got some divisions even within his own little group. There's Russell Long and me and Fulbright and maybe Sparkman, who would like to get the damn thing over with, and we're not bitter about it either way. And he's got the Strom Thurmonds and the Harry Birds and the Ellenders and the Hollins, who are against anything. And then, and you know, so then it's divided. So Dick sort of goes along with that group to some extent. But I would think that if we could get the tax bill marked up, it would be a miracle. And we'd have to, we need Harry Byrd to do that, because we're going to have to make motions to table. And if we don't have Bird.
Won't the Republicans vote for those motions, David?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, those insurance amendments and those oil amendments.
Well, you'd think that they would, but I don't think that Dirksen would. He's said many times he didn't think we ought to have a bill until next year. I think they'll vote for some, but I don't think they want us to get really quite through with it. And I think the deal that we have to make with them is that, well, let's two things. I think that what's going to have to happen is that you're going to have some meeting with Byrd, in which you acquaint him with your effort to have expenditure control, and on the basis of him being fairly well satisfied with that, if the budget can stay, which I don't know that it can, you'd know, of course, you do know so much more about this, but if it could stay under $100 billion,
it's 102.
That's right. But see, I think you could trade out with the economist on the theory on Heller and them on the ground that $2 billion, which he's talking about the government needs to spend, that actually, when you if you delay the tax bill 6 months, you take out of the, you have withholding of over $2 billion, which means the people don't get to spend that money. And as far as the total economy is concerned, why, you're not any better off, as far as economists are concerned, having a $100 billion budget or a $102 billion budget. You're just as well off having a $100 billion budget if you pass the tax bill in January.
Wish you'd feel Byrd out and give me a pretty good full report.
All right.
Tuesday when we have breakfast.
All right.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll do it.
Thank you, partner.
All right, thank you.